Hello, hello. Welcome to Short's Religious Freedom. All right, I was reading an article over on the Christian Post. I don't think I'm going to link to it. The article isn't that important. 100 groups petitioned Congress to instantiate a law, a basic human right of religious freedom. Whenever you see this sort of thing, you have to ask yourself, what are they talking about? We have religious freedom, right? We're America. Religious freedom is a part of what we can do. The state does not establish religion. And to the best of its ability, it doesn't get in the way of religion. You have religious freedom. And so whenever you see a group asking for a right, the codification of a right that we already have, you know that some games playing is going on. And that's what's going on here as well. It's not about freedom to practice Christianity in America. And this is coming from Christians. Let's be clear about that. Calls for religious freedom are almost always coming for Christians, coming from Christians. And they do not realize what it is they're asking for. They do not recognize the problem. And there is a problem. We just saw this in Indiana. All of this religious freedom they're calling for. And also heavy restrictions on abortion. Well, guess what? That runs afoul of the Jewish religion. Under the Jewish religion, they're very specific about when life begins. It's not at conception. It's at the first breath. They're also very specific about a woman's health, which includes her mental health and other aspects of her life. And so by banning abortion, you're banning a fundamental part of Judaism. How's that for religious liberty? Right? Which, of course, takes you to the problem. Our liberties cannot be based on religion. That is one of the fundamental principles of America. I know Christians say, no, our laws were based on religion. Our laws make no sense outside of religion. But actually, our laws make no sense inside of the context of religion. You cannot base liberty on religion, especially something like religious liberty, because religions have notoriously been anti other religions. So when Christians are calling for religious liberty, what they're really calling for is their right to practice their brand of Christianity that is bigoted toward people of other religions or no religions. We want the liberty to be bigoted and to curtail the liberty of others. I know how polemic that sounds, but just read the headlines, read a few of the stories behind the headlines. You will see this. And so what these groups want Congress to do is to call this a basic human right so that we can use it against other nations, so that we can fight for that basic human rights in other nations, maybe use that in trade agreements and things like that. All right. So it's kind of a pragmatic thing. I think this was led by a Democrat. So this is not some crazy Republican. It's just Christians. Okay. You have Christians on both sides. And that seems like a great thing, you know, because you hear about Christians being thrown into jail, that sort of thing, being persecuted. And it's a funny thing. Christians want laws to end persecution. Jesus said, blessed are you when you're persecuted. Christians say, bump that noise. I don't want persecution, and I want to make it illegal, not in my country, but in every country around the world. Now, you talk about religious freedom. These other places that are doing the persecution are generally religious nations. So they're exercising their religious freedom to act, to practice their religion. And their religion includes, you know, banning your religion. But you want to use the power, I don't know, of trade force, military force, to force Christianity around the world, or at least this quote-unquote Christian idea. I'm not so sure this is a Christian idea either. It's certainly not a Jewish idea. Because if we go back to the Old Testament and look at how that God dealt with people of other religions, those were quote-unquote evil people who worshipped false gods. The Jews under God, under his theocracy, did not have any such thing as religious liberty. Not at all. In fact, there's a particular passage that says, you know, if your, you know, daughter, beloved wife, or, you know, your family member comes to you and says, hey, you should consider worshiping this other god. Not only are you not to do it, you're not even to consider it. Not only are you not to consider it, you are to begin to bash that person over the head until dead. You are to crash the first stone on them and then bring them to the community and let the community have a piece of them before they're dead. That's how you deal with that. That's the Old Testament view of religious liberty. That is not nearly as kind and loving and open as Islam nations. Now, granted, they can be pretty harsh with their blasphemy laws and anti-proselytizing laws and things like that. But there's no law necessarily that says if someone tries to convert you, you know, take the community and kill them. Just murder them. This law was for your own family and closest friends. Murder them and don't even listen to them. Here, let me stop you right there. Bam. That's biblical religious liberty. And I kind of think that's what Christians want too. But what they really want to do is go into other countries that, you know, think in that way and say, well, you can't do that. You have to exercise here our brand of religious liberty and therefore curtail your religious values so that our religious values can reign. This is what they want inside of America. Well, we want conservative Christian values. And so religious liberty means that our religion takes precedent over yours. And now they want it codified so that it's that way around the world. Yet we're not going to do business with you unless you take our form of religion and its liberties over yours. The very call for religious liberty is that which constrains religious liberty. This is why liberties cannot come from religion. Can't do it, because one religion will cancel out another religion. There will constantly be religious wars. We have to find other means, secular means, of defining human rights and liberties. Now, thankfully, one of ours in this country is religious liberty. That does not give us the right to go and impose that on other countries, because then we would be taking away their religious liberties, if you see what I mean. Also, we just don't have the jurisdiction. We don't have the right. So, sorry. Some things you just don't have the right to do. You got to let people be who they are. And if you believe in a God that is watching over things, you've got to let God sort it out. You can't pass laws that outlaw religious persecution. Can't do it. you can, you know, talk about countries where, you know, certain religions are frowned upon, certain religious practices are frowned upon. And I would suggest if you're American, don't go there. Don't go and try to change them. Just don't go there. And by making it some kind of human right, you're not going to change their mind. You're going to harden them against you. So, yes, a little bit rambly, a little bit long. I'm going to stop it there. I would just say that there's a reason why human rights have to be defined on the basis of our common humanity and not on the basis of some common religion, because we don't have a common religion. And to define human rights in terms of one religion is to trample the rights of other religions to do the same. All right, that's enough for today. You know what to do. Skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Log into your Discuss account and discuss away. Send me an email, skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Until next time, I will see you in the comments. In the meantime, I'm out.